Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to ITD Cementation Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit from ICICI. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sumit. Good afternoon. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY25 earnings call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today, we have with us from the management, Mr. Jayantha Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO, and Rahul from Investor Relations. Without much delay, I'll hand over the call to management for the opening remarks, which are followed by Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mohit. Good morning, everyone. This is Prasad Patwardhan, and I would like to thank you for joining us on this Q1 FY25 earnings call. Before we begin the discussion, I would like to mention that during the call, there could be some forward-looking statements about ITD's business prospects and operations, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual performance could differ materially from whatever is stated during the call. We declared our Q1 FY25 results yesterday, and I'm sure you would have had a chance to go through the numbers. We reported an excellent set of numbers for this quarter, with the highest-ever operating income of 2,381 crores, which represents a growth of about 30% on a year-on-year basis. Our EBITDA has come in at 237 crores, which again represents a growth of about 36% on a year-on-year basis. And profit after tax, this is the first time when our quarterly profit has reached 100 crores, which is an achievement and a milestone in itself, and which represents a growth of nearly 100% on a year-on-year basis. Our debt continues to be within controllable limits, and the balance sheet is not at all leveraged. Our net debt-to-equity ratio is about 0.3 times. That is as far as our operation, our financial performance is concerned. I will now hand over to our MD, Mr. Jayantha Basu, for his initial comments, and then we'll take your calls.
Thank you, Prasad, and good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining this con call, Q1 FY24-25. Prasad has mentioned that we had a good set of numbers this quarter. Revenue has crossed 2,300 crores, close to 2,400 crores, which was a few years back was whole year turnover. We have achieved in one quarter. And EBITDA is around 10%. Profit after tax also close to 4.2%, which was 3.6% a year back. So there is improvement in all the parameters. And going forward, we hope that we'll be able to maintain the same tempo because there are not many good jobs in pipeline. Before I explain about the new job prospects and which is in pipeline, let me tell you that there are a few jobs which are quite critical for us in terms of the value and size. First of all, Ganga Expressway, we have almost completed 50%-55% of the job. And in last quarter, we could do more than 600 crore revenue from a single job in Ganga Expressway. Going very well. So far, there is no problem. Now, because of monsoon, the progress is a little muted, but from October, it will again start. So I hope that within the time, we'll be able to complete this big road project. Chennai Metro, all the TBMs are working. It is going well. Bangalore Metro Underground, the hard job completion. In terms of marine job, Udangudi, as you know, our signature project is completed now. We have started a navy job in East Coast of India, Project Bharsa. That has started well. Another job in West Coast, that is Seabird, is also on the kind of hard job completion. And a few other jobs, all are going well. Yes, we have a foreign job, that is overseas job in Colombo. for West Container Terminal. That also going well. Bangladesh is little temporarily, you know, because of the latest issue. But good thing about Bangladesh out of this problem is that we have hardly done anything there. In fact, we should start the job from October this year. So impact-wise, today we have got nothing to declare because our mobilization also not taken place, where we are sitting on the advance, mobilization advance. All people are safe, they have come back. And we'll watch the situation, how it goes, and accordingly we'll take our action. Coming back to the future prospect, as we have said many times, that our focus is now on the international market, and we are trying our best to get some more job in international market. In domestic also, we have got enough opportunity. Some tenders have submitted, some are in pipeline. So, going forward, work in hand plus work expected, I think we'll be able to maintain the same tempo what we see in the first quarter. That is all in a brief, and we are open to any questions. We'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rishi Kothari from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much for the opportunity and conversation on the good set of numbers. My first one primary question was on the Bangladesh project, that we right now are, as you know, that it's a political crisis that is going on in the country. So, and of course, as you mentioned, that we haven't started the project yet. So in future, let's say, if at all things become stabilized, we start to with the project. So what are the possibilities that the project might hinder eventually because of the crisis again happening? So is there any provision that we have made for the project or not?
Well, what is going to happen, neither we know, neither you know, because it is not in our control. We have to watch and see, as I mentioned, that we have secured the advance, which is with us, and we have hardly mobilized. We are just about to start some mobilization, which has been now action, which is stopped now. Provision in the sense, we have to see another few days or few weeks how it goes. Our expenditures hardly have done any expenditure in that project so far. So that is what I have to say now. I don't have much unless we know what is happening in future.
So what is the revenue exposure do we have on the company? Right now, the maritime structure is around 6,400 crores of exposure. So what's the percentage of that project Bangladesh carries?
Yeah, for this year, total value of the project is around 1,500 crores, and it is spanning in the 3 years' time, roughly 2.5 to 3 years. In this year, we might have considered around 300 to 400 crores for this quarter, I mean this year, 2024-25. Yeah.
Sorry, I did not get the number in the beginning. How much exposure do we have?
Total value is 1,500 crores.
1,500 crores, okay.
Which is spanning 2.5 to 3 years' time.
Mm.
And our estimate progress for this year will be around 400 crores, 500 crores, around that. From that.
Okay, cool. Okay. And my second question is on the, any updates on the parent company stake that is happening in the market for the company? So any updates on that front?
Update means, you know, that we have already informed the SEBI that our parent wants to dilute some stake. Some process is going on at parent promoter level. So it is, I think, quite initial stage, and we'll come to know once it happens after a few weeks or month.
Okay, great. And in terms of the future growth prospects, what are the revenue growth expectations we have for 3-4 years down the line? Any growth number targets?
Yeah, I think we have maintained growth of 15 to 25% in that range going forward next year and next year also.
Okay, and any margin expansion you're looking at operating level? Right now we are running at 10 to 11%.
Yeah, I think we have to live with these numbers. Unless we have overseas market, in Indian market I think that is okay. If you are able to do good, we'll be happy. But I think for the time being, 10% should be the number you should consider.
So we'll maintain the range of 10 to 11% for at least a year or so.
Yes, that is the expectation.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm done. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, and so first of all, hearty congratulations. I mean, the way we have scaled over the last 3-4 years, it's commendable. So my first question on, it's in the beginning of your commentary, you did say that the Indian jobs, there are not too many good jobs in domestic markets. You can highlight and elaborate on that?
No, I have not said too many good jobs. I say overseas market is our focus, because if you see historically, 2 years back, our presence was nil. We started doing some overseas business and we found that it's good area to work, because the contracts are all equitable contracts and margins are good. So that is the focus we have. That does not mean that domestic market is bad. Domestic market, we can get the volume, and particularly the segment where we work in marine and underground sector, that is always good.
Correct. So in terms of competition or availability of orders pipeline in domestic, it stays the same what it was earlier.
Yeah, competition is there, and that is why I said that EBITDA, whatever is there now, it will be around that. Don't expect much from there, because we have to secure the job based on the market price.
Correct. And sir, in our annual report, we have mentioned a sentence which says that we are committed to expanding our capabilities and exploring new avenues. So this is from a geographical perspective, or even in terms of the kind of work we do, we are intending to venture out into more things?
See, basically, we strongly believe that to have a better performance, you have to grow in an organic manner, because we have enough of learning curve of new segments. Now the time has come, we have to encash whatever we do good, let us do more. So it is geographically, increase the footprint, yes, that is the meaning of that.
Correct. And one to Basu, sir, our interest expense, I mean, earlier our expectation was we stay at about 3-3.5% of sales. And I think we have done a fantastic job in bringing this down. So are these numbers 2.2-2.4% of sales sustainable, or is it something specific which is going on?
Well, I think Prasad, you can address this.
No, it is nothing specific. You know, these are operational efficiencies which are kicking in. But as our, you know, volume of operations and grows and we get new orders, I think there is a possibility that the interest cost could inch up a bit as a percentage of revenue.
But anything specific now that the number is so low?
No, nothing specific. As I said, you know, we got in, this typically happens in Q1, where we get a lot of payment from, you know, especially government clients in the month of March. And typically we use that to reduce our debt. And that impacts our interest costs, especially in Q1. And that is what you are seeing in this quarter.
Correct. And the last one, I mean, historically we have seen, you know, the parent of our company change multiple times. But in your experience, I mean, how do we stand? I mean, it's a matter of time, or we don't even know if it's going to happen, but if they sell partially or completely, how does that change our organization, our outlook, our approach?
Well, it will be difficult to comment at this stage, but given what we have seen in the past, you know, it doesn't impact our operations directly. We are not dependent on any funding from the parent, or, you know, there's no guarantees that the parent has provided for us. So in terms of operations, we don't expect as of now any impact on our day-to-day operations of the company.
And in terms of technical competence too, I mean, now we are ready to, I mean, we can go and apply to any projects on technical grounds.
Yes, our present promoter has really helped us during their tenure of last 20 years or so. You know, now we know how to handle the tunnel boring machine. We know how to do the airport and some other areas. So now, today you will see hardly any job we quote in the joint venture. So most of the job we are able to do standalone. And marine, we never went to anybody. It is our own area. So we are been doing marine work for last 30 years or so. So I think we are now self-sufficient. We don't require much of technical support. Technical support is always required, you see. That does not mean it has to come only from the promoter.
Correct.
We can go anywhere else. Technology as much as is required. But part say that whatever support we have got from ITD so far, that is not required because we are able to manage within ourselves.
Great. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditi from CD Equisearch Private Limited. Please go ahead. Hello, Aditi. Please go ahead. As the line of Aditi seems to be disconnected, we will move to next question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from Kizuna Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And sir, congratulations on the great set of numbers. So sir, my first question is like, we have guided that we are going to go 20% this year, next year. So sir, for the next year, for like FY26 growth, we need to have an order intake of 12 to 15,000 crores approximately for that kind of growth with our current execution capabilities. So sir, how are we targeting that? The order book inflow for FY26, like do we have any kind of plan post FY25?
Well, this execution rate has increased now. If you see the job what we are doing now at much faster speed than what we used to do 2 years back. Just imagine Ganga Expressway 5,000 crore job will be completing in 2 years time, which used to be 4 years, 5 years in earlier days. So work in hand, also a function of at what speed you are executing. In that way, we are doing much better than before. That is one aspect. And second aspect is that so far in this year, already we have secured around 3,000 crore of work. Correct?
We have secured 2,000 and we have...
Yeah, we have secured around 2,000 crore job we have secured. Another 2,000 crore we are L1, we are expecting LY any day. So 4,000 crore by month of August. The remaining part, we are sure that we'll be able to achieve another 6 to 7,000 crore of jobs. So 10, 11,000 crore should be okay.
Yes, sir. And my second question is like, I was going through the budget document. So the allocated budget for the maritime and metros is approximately 27,500 crore. And with the 20% success rate that we have, it will be close to around 5,500 crore. So are we looking, international projects for the maritime for broader scope of work? And sir, are you also planning to get into solar EPC business?
No. We are not going to solar EPC, but for solar EPC, if there is infrastructure required, if they require a big pile foundation, definitely we are there. Like today, for the green energy, whatever work is being done by various entrepreneurs, we are part of the civil structure construction. And your first question was going to overseas. Yes, I have said many times. We are targeting many overseas jobs and most of them are marine. So yes, we are there.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Broker. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations on a very strong set of numbers. So, Basu, sir, I think I mean, in your opening remarks, you spoke about the prospects that you see in India and overseas. I mean, would it be possible for you to kind of quantify segment-wise how much prospects are you envisaging in India to bid for and how much would be overseas? And what will be the mix? I mean, let's say, I mean, if you want to have at least 10,000 crore rupees of inflows in this year, how would the mix be between, let's say, overseas or and India, and even in terms of segments, I mean, if possible.
Okay, I try to answer your question in more detailed manner. For the marine, the bid so far we have submitted around 3,000 crores, which is tender has been submitted. Out of that, 1,200 crore is from overseas. And the bid which is under pipeline, that means we are working and which will be submitted by another few months' time, will be around 5,000 crores. The tender we are working. And beyond that, the tender which has yet to come, but we know very sure that it will be there sometime during this year, will be another 20,000 crores. So 3,000 plus 5,000 plus 20,000. So around that number we are working for marine. And part of this also overseas job, which is to be submitted from marine. And then if you come to the metro, I think all of you know that Patna Metro and Indore Metro put together around 8,000 crore job tender we are working. Beyond that also there are many other jobs in metro. Then hydel project like pump storage and work like that will be around 5,000 to 6,000 crore. Some of them under tender. There are a few jobs of foundation and others. So altogether around, if you see the tender we are working, tender which is immediately coming and some future tenders, 35,000 to 45,000 crore jobs we can see in our horizon.
Sure, sir. And breakup in terms of how much of this would be essentially domestic and how much would be international?
International, very specifically, I can tell you, one plus 2,000 plus around 10,000 crores. Marine and there is a other job also in Middle East, around 10,000 crores.
And so how do we, I mean, sir, as far as I know, I mean, overseas, the project that you bid generally tend to be fixed price. And I mean, the geopolitically, I mean, we still seem to kind of volatile. So would that mean, I mean, you would build some extra contingency reserves whenever you bid for projects outside India? Because, I mean, essentially, these would be somewhat, some of these geographies would be new for you, right? I mean, Africa that you're targeting would be somewhat new. So fair to assume, at least to begin with, whenever you bid, and given the fact that some of these would be sort of fixed price, you would try and target margins which be a little on a higher side compared to India?
Yeah, of course, I have said, but the question what you have asked, that is our profession. As a business, we do all this risk analysis, keeping provision, how much margin, which has to target, which has not to target. So those things, that is what we are doing now. And
Sure.
we do. So, of course, we will target to have better margin, and that is our idea to go overseas.
And Prasad, possible to share on how much did we incur as CapEx in Q1, and how much more is envisaged for the balance of the year?
Well, Q1 CapEx was not a very high number. I think it was a range of about 20-30 crores. This year, yes, we will be incurring some replacement CapEx and in some purchase of new equipment as well. It should be in the range of 150-200 crores. It will be significantly lower, I believe, as compared to the earlier years. But that is the target we are working with right now.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That is my end, and all the very best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Franklin Moraes from Equentis Wealth Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for taking my question. So, sir, you mentioned that last 2 years we have seen a significant ramp-up in execution. So I wanted to understand maybe internally what structural changes we would have done to kind of affect this, and also from the environment perspective, what has really helped us in achieving this?
We have been doing well for many years. Only thing, few one-off job was dragging us down. Otherwise, if you see the execution of other jobs, it is not today or yesterday that we have started doing well. Physically, we are doing well. Our operation team is quite efficient. And most important part is the people team which work for us. They are working with us for many years. They work, they continue to stay. So those are the factors. And we emphasize on putting right people at the right location. So that is also helping us to do better work. Yeah.
Yeah, and so in terms of your gross debt equity ratio, any currently at 0.6, any guidance which you would like to give?
Very difficult to give a guidance, frankly, because the debt is a function of our scale of operations and the new orders that we secure. So our endeavor is to have a lean balance sheet and not let the debt balloon significantly, and that is what we keep on working on, but difficult to give a target for the debt number.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead. Hello, Pratik. Please go ahead. As the line of Pratik seems to be disconnected, the next question is from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my questions and congratulations on a great quarter. I just had a couple of questions on, say, the overall bid pipeline. You mentioned about a lot of the different segments, you know, metro and marine, but what are we looking at overall? What are the projects that we have already bid for? What are the projects that could be possibly coming up in the future? And then given the scenario, what would be your possible order inflow guidance for the year?
Sorry, I have not heard you properly. If you repeat the question, please.
Maybe there is a lot of background noise. Is it possible for you to keep it out and maybe repeat the question again?
Yes, give me a second. Is it better now?
Yeah, it is better now. Please go ahead.
Loud.
Can you speak a bit loudly as well?
Yes, apologies. Again, on the bid pipeline, I wanted to know what were the orders that we have, what are the projects that we have already bid for in this year, and we are looking forward to the announcement of that. And what do you see in the near future bid pipeline, some of the bid projects that could come up in this year?
A bid, we have submitted, marine, we have submitted 4 tenders. And two of them is domestic, one for the JSW, one for AP Moller at Gujarat, and another job we have submitted in Middle East for some client. I don't want to reveal the name.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some tenders which are working, one for the DP World at Gujarat. One job at Dijinjam, which we are already working, extension of that.
Mm-hmm.
One marine job in Sohar. So these are the kind of job we have submitted or under submission for the marine. And for metro, all, you know, Patna metro, Indore metro, everybody is working there. So these are the few jobs we have submitted so far.
Okay, after marine and metro, were there any other jobs that have been bid for in this quarter?
One job, as I mentioned, that commercial or residential building for CPWD Delhi, where we are already lowest, around 1,900-2,000 crore job.
Okay, and do you see any orders coming up in the highways, bridges and flyover segment?
No, we are not pursuing any job for highways.
Okay, and you in the coming year, do you wish to participate in any of the bids in this segment?
We don't have such plan now as of.
Okay. And lastly, my question would be on the TBM. I am able to gather, I might be wrong on this, but that a project that the TBM gets entirely depreciated during one project. My question would be on the accounting front. How do you depreciate your TBM? Do you depreciate it over the duration of the project, or then do you hold it in your books for say 5 or 10 years? So what is the policy that you use?
This is typically our business secret. How do you expect me to reveal all this? Because everybody knows what is the cost of TBM.
Right.
If I reveal that how much we depreciate in this project, everybody will know how much I have charged. So let it be within us.
Also, I just wanted to know the policy. Do you do it over a couple of years or do you depreciate in your books or accounts over the project?
It depends again. I mean, we don't have a policy which is very rigid. The flexible policy based on the bid we are submitting, based on the market, based on our working hand, we change our policies.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Those are my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to understand as to where are we anticipating the order book for the year by the year end and what would be the order inflow for the complete year?
As I mentioned that 4,000 crores is already there. I mean, they are waiting for LOI. Balance 6,000 to 7,000 crores should come. Some marine, some underground metro, and some building jobs. Yeah.
So by year end, we see the order inflow to be around 14,000 to 15,000.
No, 10,000 plus.
Order inflow.
Yes, for the whole year.
And where do we see the order book going by the year end?
Well, it will be...
See, that will be a function of the order secured and the execution during the year. We have already given you in the past as well, we have indicated what sort of growth numbers we are looking at this year and next year. Based on the order inflow and the order book that we have as of today, I'm sure you can work out what the order book is likely to be at the end of the year.
Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what would be your current debt levels?
Gross debt is about 800 plus crores. And the net debt level is much lower than that. Net debt is under 500.
Okay, sir, what would be the value of mobilization advances?
Mobilization advances as of balance sheet as of June is about 1300 crores.
And out of 1300, what would be the interest bearing and the interest rate on that?
Well, I don't have the split right now, but there is a significant portion of it which is interest free and the rest is interest bearing. I would say around 25% is likely to be interest bearing, the rest is interest free.
So 75% is interest free?
Yes.
And what would be the interest rate on the interest-bearing mobilization advances?
Well, it varies from project to project, but largely it is market-driven. You know, it will be linked to either some bank, MCLR or something like that. So it's market-driven.
So it could be somewhere around 9 to 10% range?
9 to 10% or maybe there could be one of projects where the rate could be even slightly higher than that.
Okay. And sir, one confirmation, our YTD order inflow is around 2300. And we are L1 in around more 2,000 crores, right?
That's right. YTD order inflow is about it's about 2,000.
Okay.
And there is L1 of another 2,000 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vishal Parival from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of clarification. The private side order book, which is 35%, so primarily is coming from which segment for us?
Primarily that is coming from the roads and highways, which is under expressway. And there's...
2,500.
Sorry?
Yeah, Ganga Expressway, that is from Adani Group. Then we have got a few jobs from ArcelorMittal. And some more job from Adani, Marine and Idle.
Okay, got it. And then, I think I just missed that number. The international order book is what percentage of our total? Fine.
Today it is much less. It's around 7% or so of our order book today.
Sorry, you said 7%?
7%, that's correct.
Okay, fine. Yeah. And that's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashwini Sharma from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'm a little new to the company. I just wanted to understand that if you could speak about our, you know, core competences in each of our segments, that will help, sir.
We work in five verticals, and five vertical covers around 10-12 segments, and some of them are very good in like marine, that is maritime jobs, port, harbor, construction of jetty, breakwater, slipway, like that, ship repairing facilities. Then underground metro, like in various cities we are doing, using tunnel boring machine. We are also good in tunnel, normal tunnel we call it, NATM, by drilling and blasting method for roads and railways. We do a lot of building work, either commercial or residential, including airport terminals, that is our core of competency. We are good in railway, road bridges, highways, though our presence in highways was not much, but we are quite good in that. And our core business, which we have started with, that is a specialized foundation job, we call it that, from wall piling. So those are the area we work, and some jobs in hydel, water. So that's all.
Okay. And sir, in the domestic market, typically, what is our win ratio in, across these segments?
It varies. I think around 18% to 20% is our.
Okay. And lastly, sir, when you say, you know, opportunities in the overseas market, if you could give us which are the geographies, you know, where you see, you know, this opportunity that you discussed is that you see, you know, if you could talk about the name of the geographies.
Mostly neighboring countries like Sri Lanka, Maldives, even Bangladesh, though Bangladesh is a problem now, but there are opportunities as well. And then East Africa, West Africa, and Middle East.
All right, sir. Yeah, those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So I just wanted to understand our decision as to why not to bid for road projects. And just a follow-up on that, a lot of BOT projects have been approved recently. That is quite a huge opportunity. So will we be looking to do the EPC part of these BOT projects?
Yeah, I don't say that we'll not go for road project. We have to have a proper assessment of the project, because normally what happens whenever we have a lengthy job, lengthy project, either metro or road, normally in our country it is very difficult to get the front available within the time. And if you don't have the front, you have got all the resources mobilized, you keep idle and you incur the additional cost. So those are the issues. And number one. Number two, road projects involves a lot of local material to be sourced, like art, which is a big problem because none of the customer or client is ready to supply by themselves. The contractor has to arrange. And unless you are a local player, it is very difficult to arrange. So that's why those uncertainties are there. So we have to be very careful. If it is good, we'll target some road projects.
Sir, since we are already executing a EPC part of the BOT project in UP, there are a few BOT projects available in UP, coming up in UP as well. So will we be looking to participate in that, the EPC portion of it?
Yeah, why not? As I told you, that parameters what I have just mentioned, okay. If we can fulfill and if you are satisfied, yes, we'll target.
Sure, sure, sir. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sunil Kothari, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for opportunity. Congratulations, sir, Basu, sir, Mr. Prasad, for such a wonderful job you people are doing. Sir, my question to Mr. Basu is, during last 25-30 years, you have seen parent, almost 3-4 parents changing the way you navigated this company up to this level? You have seen so many challenges of economy and parent side, some domestic demands, some international challenges, and domestic challenges also. My question is, sir, now again our parent is going to be changed. I'd just like to take your view. What will be your preference? It should be some domestic ownership or international also doesn't make any difference. And second is, in terms of technical capability, what your preferences will be for new parents? And in terms of, say, financial strength, does it make any major difference if they are very financially strong owners? Your thoughts will be really helpful, sir, because you have faced so many parents and you are so strong now.
So I think you have rightly said we have quite experience in this particular aspect and we are strong now. So whoever comes will be able to manage. I may have many preferences, but there is no point in saying that because whatever is going to happen will happen. So that doesn't mean that we will not be able to perform. We look after only for this company, our performance. We'll keep on doing that. And one thing for sure, whoever comes as a parent, they will definitely have interest to grow this company. Otherwise, why they will buy it? So irrespective of whoever comes, I think we'll be able to do whatever we are doing now.
So in terms of technical capabilities, we don't see any major requirement. We are capable enough ourselves.
Technically, I will never say that we are 100% okay, because every time technical things are changing. Today we never expected high speed rail in our country, neither we have expected many other things which is happening now. We have to keep on improving ourselves, but that does not require that we have to parent to support us. It can be done by many other ways.
So, alright. Sir, last question is, we are hearing a lot from many the project taker, like say Bell or maybe Thermax or so many companies, they are talking about not taking any EPC project. They want to just supply products. And in your one of remarks, you said if there is a technical critical job for solar project also, we are ready to take. Do you see this opportunity opening up more? Because many a time now people want to avoid this civil and construction related combined project. So what's your thought?
You are talking about the turnkey job, is it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that is what we have started doing. I think few of the jobs which have done recently, one is burning example of Dangudi, where we have done the foundation, we have done the deck, we have done the conveyor, we have brought the crane, we have commissioned them, electrical, whatnot. The whole package was delivered by us. Same thing we are doing at Project Seabird. And that is one area which we are really serious, and we have got our team to handle such jobs. Yes, yeah, we'll be happy to do such jobs.
Just one more is the power, thermal power projects which government is planning to do during next, say, 5-6 years is almost comparable to last 15 years capacity addition. Do we see any opportunity for us, turnkey or civil related?
See, thermal power project, if you ask me, it is a job which can be done by many companies. It's a pure civil work. So unless something very challenging where we'll find the competitions are less, we'll be interested. Otherwise, we have to assess what is the job really.
Thank you very much, sir. This is good luck. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sunil bhai.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jitin Rushi and from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. So my question is on the Vadhavan port. So we have seen that approval has come from the cabinet. So when can we expect the awarding to kick in, and what kind of opportunity size is for ITD in this port?
Yeah, Vadhavan port should be a big opportunity for the people like us who do us in the marine job. The big port coming up, so somehow or other something will be there for all of us. So I will not be able to say when it is coming, because it depends upon the... But basically, I think the ball has started rolling. The first package which has come now, it is on the BOT basis, that is the dredging part and reclamation part. And hopefully the soon the other packages will come. I think it's a matter of one or two quarters when the tender will come.
The dredging will not, we will not be doing the dredging because we are not exporting that, what I understand, right, sir?
Yeah, yeah. I think we can help the company who will get the job if they require, but directly we don't participate for such jobs.
So, sir, in this 76-80,000 crore project, dredging would be what, 10 to 15,000 crores or would be more?
It's a big total value of this Badawan port will be close to 70,000 crores and dredging itself will be around 15,000 crore and then breakwater will be another 10,000 crore in that range. The big numbers.
Mm-hmm. So we are eligible for broadly around 50-60,000 crore of orders if we are participating except for dredging. That is what I understand, right, sir?
Yes. It depends upon how the tender they frame. They may frame it in few phases. We don't know really. So the okay. Total number is like that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Professor. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thank you, Jiten.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead. Hello, Vipul Kumar. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for very good set of numbers. So my question is, sir, we had several JVs with our parent company and we were executing several projects through those JVs where the equity participation was different for different projects. And basically all those JVs were due to technical expertise or due to financial strength of the parent. So now with parent company gone, will we not be able to compete in these type of projects? So what are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I clarify it. The last JV you have quoted with our parent company was in the year, I think, before that, almost 10 years back.
Okay.
So today, only one or two JVs are running, which is running means job is almost completed, so final bill, etc. going on. Thereafter, whatever job you have submitted or is secured, similar nature of job, even bigger than that, we have done standalone. So we don't really require their support for us to qualify for such jobs anymore.
Technically and financially, you can build on your own, sir?
Yes, very much.
And sir, lastly, is there any clarity whether parent wants to divest entire stake or only partial stake?
I really don't know. I have to ask parent. Hopefully they will reveal me. They will not be reveal me. I really don't know.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Prasad Patwardhan for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us on this Q1 FY25 earnings call. We look forward to your continued support in the months and years to come. Thank you once again.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.